It is for this reason, of course, that I, Robert H. Best, a native-born and forever loyal son of South Carolina, have thrown my hat into the ring also in the campaign for congressional seats. As I have told you in previous talks, I realize quite well that I cannot return to America until the war is already a thing of the past. Wherefore, I cannot occupy any of the seats to which you elect me in November. By voting for me, however, you will be registering an effective and absolutely legal protest against the greatest betrayal in history, namely, against the betrayal of America to the Kite by America's renegade number one, Franklin D. Roosevelt. Most of you will remember, I trust, the story I told you some weeks ago about Deacon Hartshell and his way of voting by writing across every ballot at every election the words, "There ain't nary a one-fifth." You are today in a position to register a scorching protest not only in Deacon Hartshell's negative way, but also in a real positive way. At a certain amount of danger to my own life, I have provided you with a way of voting positively by remaining myself in Europe and launching my protest candidature within the frame of the Triple B radio program to which you are now listening. For me, for myself, and for your children, you can cast a vote in any of several ways which I have explained in previous talks. You can write my name, for instance, or simply 3 B's in large letters across every ballot. Or you can draw a line through every name on every ballot. Or merely one line through the whole ballot. Or you can take the easiest way of all and simply remain deliberately away from the polls entirely. With method number one, you register a real and a positively manly and womanly vote for me and for yourself and for civilization's crusade, of course. While with method number two, you invalidate the ballot in a gesture of negative contempt. And with the third method, you save your time for more worthwhile things than voting in a due-controlled election. Any of these three methods, however, is a vote directly against Roosevelt, and at least indirectly, a vote for my candidature and for your welfare. Take your choice and act according to your own conscience. Here, of course, my friends, is speaking your self-appointed correspondent for the New World Order and your protest candidate in the November election. If you care to do so, by the way, vote for me for every position of every kind in your community. Vote for me for school commissioner. Vote for me for state governor. Vote for me for coroner. Vote for me for every position everywhere throughout the whole of America, unless some other candidate for the same office in your community declares openly that he will do his utmost to deliver you from Roosevelt and from the Kite curse, which now controls almost every branch of our national, state, county, and city government. If any man or woman in America runs for any office on a platform of cleaning out the Jews, then vote for him or her by all means. Ignore my candidature for this respective office. Consider me as a candidate only for the offices now held by Jews and Judocrats, but not against any person who promises to purge our country of the Kite curse. BBB, Triple B, Best Berlin Broadcast. Carry on.